This is the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Welcome to Gillette Stadium on this Friday, January 23rd, just a couple of days before the Patriots are going to fly out to Arizona for one of the most exciting weeks of the NFL calendar, Super Bowl week, this year out in the Phoenix area in Arizona for the second time ever. Patriots, of course, were there the first time Arizona hosted the Super Bowl, and fans and the organization hope that it's a different and better outcome this time around. But we're here to talk about the roster this week, and there are some encouraging news for the Patriots roster as they head out and plan to head out to Arizona. The one player that they were missing, one of the key players, too, that they were missing last week in the AFC Championship game and for most of the divisional playoff against Baltimore was rookie center Brian Stork. He was back at practice on Thursday on a limited basis, and that is great news because that meant everybody on the roster was present and accounted for in some fashion, able to take part in practice. It was a full pads affair inside the Dana-Farber Fieldhouse, and Stork was among the players there. Great news this far in advance of the game that he's able to suit up once again with the right knee injury that he sustained against Baltimore. There was some concern that he hadn't practiced in the week leading up to the AFC title game, that he hadn't been seen in the locker room in those days and didn't take part in the game. But the fact that he's back out there now is certainly great news for an offensive line that has had its struggles this year with consistency, with lineups and personnel. So having their starter, the rookie Stork, back at practice is a great sign for his availability for the Super Bowl. And aside from him, like I said, all other players on the roster and the practice squad were there. So the Patriots are as healthy as they can possibly expect to be heading into the most important game of the year. Seattle, in the meantime, has a few players that they have to be concerned about health-wise, and not the least of which is their starting cornerback Richard Sherman, one of the best players in the game at his position, sustained an elbow injury against the Green Bay Packers in the NFC Championship game. He was a full participant the last couple of days with his left elbow injury and promised reporters that he would play in the Super Bowl, and his appearance at practice and participation therein leaves little room for doubt as far as that is concerned. And running back Marshawn Lynch hasn't practiced, but that was not injury related. And of course, that's great news for the Seahawks. Earl Thomas, another member of the Seattle secondary who was banged up a little bit in the NFC title game, didn't practice the last couple of days. So that's got to be a little bit troublesome for the Seahawks. And I'm going down their roster a little bit. Michael Bennett, defensive end, after not being injury related, missing his first practice, was back as a full participant the second time around. So Seattle nearly as healthy as they can be, but certainly with a couple of guys that in their secondary that pose a concern for them. Roster moves, there have been none this week because, like I said, Stork was back, so that's good news for them. But they did make a transaction since the last time you heard this podcast, and that was releasing tight end Steve Maneri last weekend right before the AFC title game and calling up defensive lineman Joe Villano from the practice squad. And it looks like Villano might have a chance. He did get into the game in the AFC title game, so it's possible that he could go from having spent most of the season on the practice squad to maybe being active and possibly even getting some action in the Super Bowl. So good for him, but more importantly, good for the Patriots that they have their full complement of players healthy and able to practice this week. They have a couple more practices. They had a walkthrough on this day, on Friday. They have a couple more practices scheduled for this weekend. Then Monday, they board their charter flight and head west to Arizona for Super Bowl 49. So we will speak to you next week on PFW in Progress and our roster report out there next week. So keep it right here on Patriots.com for all of your Patriots news during Super Bowl 49 week. We'll see you out in Arizona.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.